Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm so glad that you're joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. And this 15 minutes empowerment, you're going to see the demonstration of God's power, empowering you to continue on in the faith, continue on in the will of God and the word of God, continuing on in his purpose for you and knowing that you are victorious regardless of the circumstance, that you've been called to win and not to fail. You've been called to overcome. You've been called to even go into the territory and take that which belongs to you that the enemy's tried to control for many, many years, because God is for you and he's more than the whole world against you. I'm so glad that you're joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. And as we look at the word this week, we're going to be looking at the word that declares we are winners. And so this week we're going to talk about destined to win. We're going to be talking about destined to win. And so I want you to get in that place where you need to get and understand that you are a winner, and it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. God has already ordained, predestined you to win. When we understand that, we are not moved by circumstance, but we've got to know that. We have been ordained for victory. We've been ordained to win. We've been ordained to go in and conquer. Before the foundations of the earth, God saw us, he knew us, he purposed us, and he didn't purpose us to fail. He saw us, knew us, and called us to his purpose. He understood who we were before we were ever born. He understood the things that we were encounter before we were ever born. He understood the family that we would have before we were ever born. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's omnipresent. He is all-powerful, all-wise, all-knowing God. He knows everything. And so he knew us before we ever knew him. He called us before we understood the call. He purposed us before we ever understood what purpose was. And yet, in all of that, his choosing and his predestined assignment, his purpose, he calls, commanded, and attached us to the purpose, the authority, and the assignment of victory. He assigned us to that because the word lets us know that in the mind of God, Christ was already crucified. Christ was already slain in the mind of God. This was before the foundations of the earth. He was already slain. In the mind of God, God already had his lamb that would be slain for the world. He already knew Jesus was going to die and pay the price, and that it was going to come at the time and the timing of what he said and what he already prepared, what he already predestined. And it was going to be a great victory that was going to be a victory not for that one time, but for everyone that would be called by the name of Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior. Because he already knew that we were going to be here, because he already knew that we were going to be his children in his kingdom, he already assigned that victory to us, that overcoming power to us. He already knew it because he understood that being connected to him means being connected to the fullness of everything that he is, even the victory of his son. So he understood that when we were called and ordained and predestined to come to him, there was going to be a victory that was assigned to us that was greater than what we understood or ever even knew before we were ever born. Before we breathed our first breath, victory was ours. This overcoming victory was ours. Is ours because he already ordained it, predestined. The Bible lets us know that he knows the children of light and he knows the children of darkness, that God knows who will be his and who will be those children of the devil. He already knew that. So because he already knew that you were going to be his and you accepted and received and chose to love him and to receive his son and to serve him, that victory was assigned to you. That is the reason why when you were born, and many of us were born in situations that were not always the best, or we went through certain things that almost destroyed us, but it would not happen because the enemy knew that because that God had chose us, there was an anointing, there was something different about us, that we did not look or act, even if we were in a house at that time, that was not a house that served the Lord, even if we were in that kind of environment, he already knew that we were going to belong to God. Because we were different in the spirit realm. God's hand was on our lives. So he tried all that he could to try to mess us up, to try to destroy us mentally, emotionally, destroy godly relationships or even parental relationships or even destroy people that would influence us in a good way. He tried to destroy those types of relationships, just try to destroy us in physical ways with sickness and illnesses and all different types of things. He tried to even try to destroy us spiritually to get us away from God, to make us want to hate God, to make us try to have a Job experience in the form of what Job's wife said, curse God and die. He wanted us to do that to God, but we would not. And even if we did, God was merciful to us, and he allowed us to know him and his love in a way that we never could experience before because he called us to his purpose. And because of that, we have been redeemed. We have new life where our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God is inside of us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is there, and we are heirs and joint heirs to the kingdom of God because God wants us to win. No weapon of the enemy could ever prosper and conquer against us and the word of God that God has spoken in our lives and for our lives. We are winners. We are overcomers. We have been predestined to win, to conquer. We have been called to do this. It is tied and connected to the victory of Jesus Christ. It is tied and connected to everything that he has done. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father because he's conquered everything, the last one being death. He's already conquered it. And guess what? We now live in the earth, and we take that same victory that Jesus has already won with, and we now conquer over everything that the enemy tried to keep us from, tried to hold from us, or tried to do to us, and we also help others to conquer because we pray the prayer of faith, and our prayers avail, are heavy in the spirit, mighty in the spirit, to move, to change, to command certain things, to manifest certain things, to stop and halt certain things. Our prayers are of the righteous are powerful. We have authority to bind and to loose. And so God allows us to walk in the authority and the victory of Jesus Christ. And he gave it to us before the foundation. It's ours. It belongs to us. Now all we have to do is agree with God, agree with his word, that this victory is already established in the heavens. It is already done. So this victory that is already established, is already done in the heavens. Now it is manifested and seen in us. It is seen in our lives. It is seen in what we do. It is seen in how we live. And we're going to see that manifestation greater and greater and greater in us like never before. So we're going to see God move mightily in our lives, and it's going to be in the victory of Jesus Christ. We're going to be looking this week in the life of Joseph. I'm sorry, in the life of Joshua, and we're going to look at Joseph a little bit, but we're going to look at Joshua this week. And if the Lord should say we continue this study next week, then we're going to look at Joseph, because you have to understand that even in pain, there's purpose. Even in what looks like it's not for you and you didn't qualify for and it looked like you're not the one, God has already purposed you to win and overcome. And the obstacles that you face and the obstacles that you go through are making you and getting you prepared not only for the place that you are now, but where you're going. And it's going to be wonderful when we embrace the word and the will of God in the manifestation of what God says, and not by our own strength and our own mindset, but according to his will and his word. I don't have to know all the A's, B's, C's, and D's. All I know is he said it, and he's going to do it. And the victory of what he says is going to be with me, but just like it was with Joseph, just like it was with Joshua, just like it was with Moses and everyone that God has called, the victory of his presence, his name, his power, his purpose, his will is going to be there to lead and to guide, to direct, to teach, to encourage, to uplift, to build up so that I can help, so we can help someone else, so that we can show them that this same God who's with us is not partial. He will be with you too if you trust him and you know that this victory is yours too. We have victory already given to us, predestined before the foundations of the earth in Christ Jesus. God predestined it. He ordained this. He's given it to us, and it was ours. That's why we were not destroyed in our mother's womb. That's why we were not destroyed when we were on the face, walking on the face of the earth before we knew him, and even after we received him, he's not allowed us to be destroyed because the purpose of victory was assigned to us before the foundation. The authority of victory, the name of victory to Jesus Christ was assigned to us, and it is ours, and we will walk and receive every victory if we allow the word and the will of God to be manifested in us and we endure to the end. Every victory in that we go through in this life, every victory will be ours. Will be ours when we do it his way. So today we're going to start briefly on this assignment of looking at Joseph. And you have to understand Joseph, the first chapter of Joseph starts, and it starts in a place where God has to come down and have to say something. And he has to say something to Joseph because he's lost Moses, and God tells him, my servant Moses is dead. He has to make that announcement. The Bible lets us see that Moses is gone and Joshua is here on the scene, and we see that Joshua is here at this place and this point. And it doesn't. At first, when the Lord showed me this, it didn't make sense. Why would God come and say this when he knew this? Well, the reason why God had to come and say this to Joshua is because Joshua and the people were mourning. Joshua himself was mourning greatly because he knew Moses from the first generation and now the second generation. He saw and knew Moses when he delivered them out of Egypt. He saw everything that God did, and he believed the report of the Lord through Moses, and he served him wholeheartedly, and he served him with all of his might. And he himself, even though he understood that God had said some things to Moses, he still believed in his heart that when the time came that Moses was going to be there, that somehow or another God was going to allow him to be there and walk through it. Had we ever been in a place that we just assumed that someone was going to be with us at certain places in our lives, and even though that was not the will of God, the purpose of God. So he's here, and his great leader is gone. He's here, and his great leader is not there. So God has to speak, I know Moses is dead. I know who Moses was, and I know him better than you. I know who he was because he walked with me intimately. I know he was because I called him. God has to let him know, my servant is dead. I understand that he's dead. I understand that he's not with you. I understand that you're grieving. I understand that you were suffering a loss. But I'm speaking to you now, and I'm stirring up the purpose inside of you to let you know that you're the same, you're a winner, just like Moses, and you're going to lead the people with the anointing and the authority that you have on your life into a place where they're possessing and they're walking in the fullness. We have to understand that we will go through seasons, and it may seem like we cannot get up. We cannot make it, or we can't go on because that person is not there, or that situation didn't happen the way we thought. But that is the time that we've got to go back, and God himself will encourage us in our most holy faith and remind us who we are and the purpose that he has for us. So Joshua has to get up from this place that he's in. He has to get up from this place of grief. He has to get up from this place of disappointment. He has to get up from this place of loss. He has to get up from this place where even fear might even grab him. He has to get up from all of those things and now grab the victory of what has been predestined for his life. Because he's not going on the word that he spoke. He's going on the word that God spoke to Abraham, Jacob, Isaac. He's going on the word that Moses declared. He's going on the word that God was faithfully speaking through the generations, through those decades, and telling those people, I am your God, and I'm going to do something great. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining us for Favorite Life. I pray this can encourage you in this 15 minutes. We'll be back tomorrow with another empowerment and to let you know and that you understand this victory that you're walking in, the priest.
predestined before the foundations of the earth. It is the victory of Jesus Christ, and God already ordained it for your life because he saw you, knew you, called you, and wanted you before the foundations of the earth, and he did it through the blood of Jesus Christ. Walk in your victory. Have a great and wonderful day, knowing that you are a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Be blessed immensely in Jesus' name. Amen.